美国西雅图新希望国际教会的 Pastor Lau 刘牧师，欢迎您领受下面的信息。刘牧师充满恩膏的教导将带给您耶稣基督的爱、盼望和平安，使您的生命得改变。现在有请 Pastor Lau 刘牧师。
Thank you very much for spending time with us.
非常感谢你们再一次花时间跟我们在一起。
This teaching is in the series called Your Unseen Enemies.
今天这堂课是在整个系列当中叫做你看不见的仇敌。
Please listen to other teachings in this series.
所以有机会请你回头听其他课程。
We are living in the world that is full of sin, wickedness, and evil spirits.
我们现在所在这个世界是充满了罪恶，然后也有邪灵的参与。
In order to have victory and success in life, we need to know the action or the activities of our enemies.
如果你想要得到而且持续的拥有一个成功的生活，一个不受伤害的生命的话，你要常常知道留意仇敌的作为。
If we are ignorant or we don't know who our enemies are and how they work against us,We will be defeated.
如果我们只是迷迷糊糊的过日子，不知道仇敌是谁，他们在做什么事情，那我们一定会被打败的。
This is why we produce this series of teachings to understand the works of evil spirit and Satan.
所以我们这堂课的最终的一个目的就是想帮助大家了解谁是我们的仇敌，撒旦的作为是什么。
I hope that you take serious in knowing the word of God.
所以我希望你们能够非常的谨慎去留意神所说的话。
After you are set free from the work of the evil spirit or the indwelling of the spirit of evil spirit, you need to keep yourself free from the work of the evil spirit.
而且你一旦如果你有机会被洁净，将那个邪灵从你身上赶出去之后，接下来一个很重要的观点就是你如何保守你已经得到的那样子的一个自由，一个释放。
There are 7 ways to keep ourselves free from evil spirit.
我这边想讲说，总共有7个非常重要的一个方法来帮助我们，让这些邪灵不会再回头，我们可以持续的保有我们得释放的那样子的一个成果。
We taught this truth, part of it in the past.
我们之前上一堂课已经讲了一些。
In the past teachings, we learned that in order to be free from the attack or the indwelling of the evil spirit, we need to yield to the lordship of Jesus Christ in every area of our life.
我们在上一堂课我们提到一个，其中一个第一个就是我们必须在我们生命中的每一个层面，我们都欢迎耶稣来成为我们的救主。
We surrender to the Lord Jesus in our emotional area, mental.Thought, finances, relationship.
我们必须让耶稣在我们的情感、我们的思想、我们的意志、我们的财务、我们的生活都来做我们的主。
We sincerely allow Jesus to become the Lord, the master of every area of our life.
所以我们必须非常的真诚，请耶稣在我们生命中的每一个层面都来做主掌权。
The second principle is we should be continuously filled with the Holy Spirit.
第二个关键就是我们必须常常被圣灵来浇灌，被圣灵来充满。
You can fill your life with the Holy Spirit, or you can become empty and the evil spirit come in and fill you.
你要么就是请耶稣，请圣灵来做主，充满你的心，或者是你就是迷迷糊糊的，让你生命中没有一个掌舵的，以至于邪灵就可以自由的进出。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 encourages us to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
在以弗所书五章十八节特别鼓励我们要被圣灵来充满。
The Bible said, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
这边讲到不要醉酒，因为酒使人放荡，要被圣灵充满。
We can be filled with the Holy Spirit by having the hunger in our heart and asking Him to fill us.
我们怎么请圣灵来充满的？第一个就是我们心中要充满渴慕，我们请求圣灵降下来充满我们。
We can be filled by worshiping Him.
当我们在敬拜的时候，我们也可以这样子的求。
By praying and seeking Him.
然后在祷告中，我们一直来寻求他。
By receiving the laying on of hands from our leaders.
或者是在你有机会被你的领袖在按手祷告的时候，你也可以请求圣灵来充满你。
Every Sunday or Every small group meeting time, I worship God and ask God to fill me with the Holy Spirit.
我自己的操练就是在每一次聚会，不管是大是小，我总是在敬拜的时候，我一直请求圣灵来充满我。
The third principle is to live our life by the word of God.
第三个观念就是我们的生活必须跟神的话对准。
The Bible says in Psalm chapter 119 verse 11, Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you.
在诗篇119篇第11节说到，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
When we sin, we open the door for evil spirit to come in.
当我们得罪神犯罪的时候，我把我们的灵就打开一个口，让仇敌可以进来攻击我们。
This is why I hate sin.
这就是为什么我那么厌恶罪恶。
I don't want to open my life for the evil spirit to enter me again.
因为我绝对不希望我们把我这样子的一个心门打开，让仇敌可以进出来攻击我。
We should take serious about knowing the word of God.
所以我们对于神的话，我们要非常的谨慎保守。
Not just knowing, but practicing the word of God.
不是一个脑袋上的知道，而是在我们行为中，我们要行得出来。
We allow the word of God to renew our mind.
我们让神的话来改变我们的心思意念。
Let the word of God go into our heart and mix the word of God with faith.
让神的话充满我们的心，用我们的信心来相调和。
And we obey what we learn from God.
然后我们要真的是来遵守神的话。
The fourth principle is put on the whole armor of God.
第四个很重要就是要穿戴神所赐给我们全副的军装。
Let's read Ephesians 6:10-18.
我们一起来念以弗所书六章十到十八节。
The Bible says, Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
这边讲到，我还有未了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能，大力做刚强的人。
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
要穿戴神所赐的全副的军装，就能够抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness and of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那执政的、掌权的、辖管这幽暗世界的、已经天空属灵的恶魔征战。
Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就一切，还能够站立得住。
Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
所以要站稳了，用真理当做带子束腰，要用公义当做护心镜遮胸。
And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace，
又用平安的福音当做预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one。
此外又要拿着信德当作那藤牌，可以面尽那恶者一切的火箭。
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
This passage was written for every believer, not just for a special group of people such as pastor, evangelists, or missionaries.
这段话是给所有的信徒，而不是给那个少数的全时间，像是牧师或是传福音的，是给所有的。
You are going to be confronted with the wiles of the devil and the deception of the enemy.
因为每一个信徒都会面临仇敌的挑战。
The enemy tried to attack every Christian.
仇敌的目标就是要每一个基督徒都是在他的攻击的范围之下。
He is very cunning and he has very bad scheme against us.
你要知道仇敌是非常的诡诈，很有计划在攻击每一个信徒。
In order to protect ourselves,We have to take up the whole armor of God.
所以要保护我们自己的唯一方法就是要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
God does not drop the armor on us.
神不会把这样子的军装帮我们穿上。
In order to acquire it, you have to take it to yourself.
你必须自己很主动愿意的把这些军装穿在你的身上。
All of us gonna face an evil day.
我们每一个人都会经历一些仇敌挑战的时候。
When we face bad days or evil days that the devil try to attack us, we should not be upset about it.
当我们被攻击的时候，我们不应该就是很沮丧。
The evil day will come to every believer.
因为每一个信徒都要经历过这样子的一个危难的日子。
It's a day of pressure, the day of testing.
是有压力，也是充满了考验。
It is a day of misunderstanding, the day of opposition.
有时候你被误会，有时候你被抵挡。
It's a day of discouragement, disappointment,and loneliness.
而且有时候是充满了失望，而且你很孤单。
We're all going to face those days.
我们每一个人都有这样子一个历程。
Including me, I faced those days too.
包括我自己在内，这些事情，危难的事情，我都经历过。
Acts chapter 14, verse 22, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God.
所以《使徒行传》十四章二十二节非常的宝贵，他说到坚固门徒的心，劝他们恒守所信的道，又说我们经历神的国，必须经历许多艰难。
You are going to go through some temptation and hardships.
所以你会经过很多的挑战，很多的试探。
Every child of God will go through that.
所有神的孩子都是会经过的。
Through manytribulations, we will enter the kingdom of God.
因为经过很多的困难之后，我们就可以得胜进入神的国。
There is true trouble and opposition right now in the world.
这个世界上充满了一个真正的困难挑战，到处都是。
In our daily living, we face true testing and tribulations.
在我们日常生活中，我们真实的面临到不同的一个困难跟一些挑战。
In order to come out from the tribulation victoriously, we need to have the armor of God on us.
如何在磨难的时候得胜呢？我们就必须要穿上神给我们全副的军装。
Paul tell us about six pieces of equipment.
在这段经文中，保罗告诉我们有六个不同的军装，一个道具武器，我们必须来使用。
These six pieces are taken from the armor pattern of the Roman soldiers in his days.
这些全副军装的这些是根据当时罗马时代时候那些军人所穿戴的，我们来做个比喻。
The first part of the armor of God is the girdle of truth or the belt of truth.
刚才讲的属灵的军装的第一个最重要就是一个信心，一个真理当作腰带子来束腰。
The belt of truth in the ancient clothing was something around your loin.
所以这边讲到一个真理当作带子来束腰，就是在你的腰部有一个绑的一个真理的带子。
It helped you to lift up the lower hanging garment.
所以基本上你腰带一绑上，你下面的衣服就已经就能够很牢牢的抓住在身上。
This will help your lower legs clear so that you could act freely without tripping over your own garment.
所以当你行走的时候，你下面的衣服就不会缠住你，让你走路能够走得不顺。你一绑上去，你就可以走得很顺利。
The Bible talks about girdling up the loin of your mind.
所以圣经上讲到说，我们必须将我们的心思意念来掌管。
If you have ever lived in Palestine, you would see when a woman was going to sweep the floor, the first thing she did was gather up her skirt.Tuck it up into the girdle so that her legs were free to move around.
我不知道你们有看过在像那个中东那些他们穿的女子穿着长裙，当他们开始要扫地的时候，他们要做的第一件事情就是把他们的裙子裙摆把它拿上来，然后塞在她的腰部，所以她可以在四处扫地行走的时候非常的顺利。
The Bible says, standing therefore, having girded your waist with truth.
所以这边圣经讲到说，你必须要站立的稳，将这些真理啊当做一个带子来束腰，让你的能够完全的行走顺利。
You gird your waist with truth so that you will not trip over and fall down.
所以当你来遵守真理的时候，你就不会摔跤，不会跌倒。
Basically, you need to know the truth and live by the truth.
所以就是说，你必须知道什么是真理，然后你愿意在真理中来活出来。
In our human life, there are two forms of truth.
在我们人来讲，有两种不同的叫做真理。
Number one, the truth of God's word.
第一个就是神的话，就是一个真理。
Number two, the truth about yourself.
第二个就是关于你自己一个真实的了解。
This is the important part of deliverance and being free from demon.
所以这个关键非常的重要，就是能够让你能够顺利领受到完全的释放的一个重要的一个关键。
Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free."
耶稣说，你必须知道真理，而且知道真理这件事情会帮助你得自由。
When you walk in the truth, you get to start being honest about yourself.
当你面对真理之后，你要知道你自己是谁，你必须对你里面的光景非常的清楚、诚实的了解。
You drop off all the religious phrases you have learned and start saying what God means.
你将你一些宗教的那些长长的口头禅要放下，你要真实的开始来面对神的话，知道神的话在说什么。
Lots of Christians talk about faith, but they are just misusing the word of God.
很多人把信心挂在嘴上，常常在说，但是他们却没有真实的把神的话当作一个很实实在在的真理来行。
Let us be real and honest to ourselves.
所以我们必须很诚实地面对自己目前的光景。
We must know the truth of God in the word, and we must know the truth about ourselves.
所以我们必须知道神的真理是什么，然后我们也很清楚地来审查我们自己内心的光景如何。
We face the fact about ourselves, our situation, and about our husband, our life, children, and about the church.
所以我们对于我们自己还有我们周围的环境，譬如说我们的丈夫，我们的婚姻，我们的孩子，我们的教会生活，我们必须非常真实的面对。
Sometimes you feel bad, you feel awful when you know about the truth of yourself and your community, but you get to be honest about it.
有时候你很怕面对一个真实的状况，以至于你不想去理睬，但是是不好的，你必须很真实的来了解，即使目前的状况看起来不怎么好，但是你必须要有一个很诚实的评估。
Without accepting and knowing the truth, you are not going to make any progress in life.
如果你不愿意去看你现在的光景如何，你也不想知道圣经的真理是什么，你很难真的是在属灵上有一个突破。
What does God require in preparation of deliverance?
神在帮助你得到释放之前，他要求你要做什么样子的预备呢？
The answer to this question is we need to know the truth in the inward part of our life.
这个问题的答案就是我们必须知道我们里面的光景到底真实的状况是如何。
For example, if we know the truth that I am prideful, I need to repent of that pride.
打个比方说，如果你在审查之后，你承认我是一个非常骄傲的人，你承认这个骄傲的一个真实的状况，你必须要来悔改。
Or the truth is, I'm serving God for reputation. I need to know that truth so I can repent.
或者是说，你真的去审查你的动机，我来服侍神的真正的原因动机是因为我很希望得到别人的赞美。这件事情你就必须要真实的审查之后，你承认，然后来认罪悔改。
When we approach God with a sincere heart,
当我们来到神面前，我们必须一个很真诚的心。
We allow Him to show what is going on in the inner part of our heart.
我们允许神像一个探照灯一样来审查我们里面内心真实的光景是如何。
We surrender to Him and say, God, please show me the truth about myself.
我们完全向神来降服，我们请求神来将那个里面的真实的光景向我们启示。
And He will reveal to us what is wrong inside our heart.
然后神就会很信实的让我们真正能够看清楚我们里面真实的动机光景是什么。
And we say, God, I surrender to your truth in the Bible.
然后我们就跟神说，神啊，我对你圣经的真理我完全的降服。
I will let your word, the Bible, the word of God, to influence me and change me.
我欢迎神的话来改变我，来影响我。
If I find something wrong in my life, I repent, I stop it.And I'm going to walk according to the truth in the Bible.
如果我看到我里面有任何不讨你喜悦、做错地方，我愿意马上悔改，然后改变方向来符合圣经的道理。
I give you example.
给你们一个例子。
Many years ago, I was a pastor of this church, but I was thinking that the church belonged to me.
很久很久以前，当我开始来牧养教会的时候，我觉得说这个教会就是我的教会。
I could do anything I want because I'm the pastor.
因为我是主任牧师，所以我所想要做的事情，我就有权利来做。
And one day, the Holy Spirit touched me.
有一天，圣灵来触摸我。
He corrected me.
他就来改正我。
He said to me, "You need to repent because the church belongs to Jesus, not to you."
因为圣灵说你要来悔改，因为教会是属于耶稣、属于神的，不是属于你个人的。
And he showed me in the book of Revelation.
然后他将启示录这个信息向我打开。
That the Spirit of God spoke to the pastor of each church in the book of Revelation.
在启示录讲到说，神的使者在神的教会登台，四处游走，跟教会来讲话。
That day, I repented.
那一天我领受到这信息的时候，我马上就悔改。
I surrendered to the word of God.
我对神的话，我完全的降服。
And I was set free.
然后我就得释放自由。
My life and my ministry were changed after that day.
我的生命还有我的服事完全的不同，完全的有一个突破。
My perspective and mentality will change.
我的思想，我看事情的角度完全的被改变。
The way I look at the church members are different.
然后我看我的会众，我的眼光也不再一样。
This is one of the example.
这就其中一个例子。
There are many details of our life that God wants to show us the truth.
在我们生命中有好多地方，神都愿意将我们真实的光景来向我们启示。
We need to approach God with humility.
所以我们必须很谦卑地来到神面前。
We should think I have not arrived yet to become like Jesus.
我们必须承认，我们离像耶稣这样子的境界还差得很远。
I may have some sin or bondages and some control of.Evil spirit in my life.
我们必须承认，我还可能还是在最终打转，然后我有一些瑕疵，甚至仇敌还在控制我在某方面。
I want to be set free from sin, bondages, and the work of evil spirit.
我希望来到神面前寻求帮助，让我从最终从捆绑和仇敌的攻击完全的得到释放。
And in order to be free like that, I need to repent of the wrong thing, which is the truth in my life, and I surrender to the truth in the Bible.
所以要得到完全的释放的最重要的就是我必须知道我的光景，然后我愿意这样神的话对准，然后来悔改，求神的帮助，我好得释放。
I have not been perfect. I have not arrived the perfection of Jesus yet.
我根本就不完美，我离耶稣的标准我还差得很远。
God has to speak to me and deal with me every day.
所以神每一天都来跟我讲话，来调整我的里面的状态。
And I need to read the Bible, study the Bible, and listen to good biblical teaching every day.
我自己要做的功课就是我要来念圣经，了解圣经，然后我要听一些很有恩膏的信息。
So that I can stay free from evil spirit.
所以我可以永远保守我自己的思想在神的下面，不会受到仇敌的攻击。
The second part of the armor of God is the breastplate of righteousness.
第二个就是我们要拿到真的是公义当做护心镜来遮胸。
The breastplate of righteousness is the area of the heart.
这边讲到要保护的地方就表示我们的心。
The breastplate is in front of the chest of the heart.
这边讲到一个保护我们心的一个武器就是一个护心镜来遮胸。
Your heart must be covered with the righteousness of God.
你的心必须真的是常常是在神的一个公义的样子的一个启示之下来保守。
The righteousness comes by faith in Christ Jesus.
这个公义是完全是出于我们对耶稣基督的信心。
For with the heart man believes unto righteousness.
因为我们的心告诉我们，我们相信的时候，我们就得到这样子的一个神来的公义。
It is not righteousness of good works of man.
并不是我做什么事情行了什么功德好得到这样子的一个公义。
But it is the righteousness of God that come to us by faith in Jesus Christ.
是神的公义透过我们的信心我们来领受。
We don't receive righteousness of God by other basis or means.
除了透过这个方法我们没有其他的方法可以得到神给我们的公义。
We receive his righteousness by believing that Jesus died and was made sin for us.
我们相信耶稣基督为我们的罪而死，这个样子的一个信念，让我们能够重新在神面前得到一个公义，因信得称义。
We believe that Jesus rose again, and now his righteousness is put to us by faith.
然后我们相信耶稣基督三天之后死里复活，他的所做的事情就归为我们的义。
And our heart must surrender to that breastplate of righteousness.
所以我们的心必须这样子的，在一个这样子的一个护心镜下来遮胸，这样子的一个保守之下。
When you put the breastplate of righteousness, think about it. Put the breastplate in front of your chest.
当你把一个这样的一个盾牌放在你的胸前来保护你的心这一带的时候
，You put your heart under the cover of that breastplate.
你要知道，你的心这么重要的一个器官，就是这样一个保护之下。
Basically, you surrender your heart to the righteousness of God.
所以简单来说，就是将你的心完全降服在耶稣在神给你的公义之下。
When God speaks to you about the righteousness of God.We say, yes, I surrender, I will obey you and repent of my sin.
所以当神来跟你启示的时候，你就说，神，我愿意降服，在我所做的一切的罪下面我降服，然后我愿意在你的公义的遮盖之下。
I want to protect my heart by the righteousness of God.
所以我要保守我的心，让我的心在神的公义的保护之下。
When God speaks to me and reveal my wrong attitude and motive, I surrender right away and say, God,Please protect me. Get rid of this wrong attitude.
所以当神来开启我说，哎，你这样做这事情，你的态度不好，你动机不好，你马上就说，神，我愿意降服，让你在你的公义的引导之下。
So we decided to walk in the righteousness of God.
所以我们愿意行在公义的道路之上。
We check our heart all the time that our heart is holy and righteous.
我们必须常来审视我们的心，让我们知道我们的心是在一个圣洁，是一个充满公义的思想里面。
We allow the righteousness of God to influence and impact our heart.
我们愿意让神的公义来帮助我们，来影响我们的心思意念。
Do you know that your words and your action come out from your heart?
你知道吗？你所说的话，还有你的动作，事实上是出于你里面的心。
If your heart surrenders to God's righteousness, you will not lie.
如果你的心是完全降服在耶稣在神的公义之下，你就不会那么轻易的开始说谎话。
You will not think negatively against people.
然后你不会想到别人都是一些负面批评的话。
You will not gossip.
你也不会说长说道短。
You will not cheat money.
你也不会偷窃行为。
Because your heart surrendered to the righteousness of God.
因为你的心是完全降服在神的公义之下。
And with this kind of lifestyle, the evil spirit cannot come back and attack you.
当你有这样子的一个生活的样子的一个标准，在公义的引导之下，仇敌就不会进来攻击你。
You keep the armor of God on yourself 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
你时时刻刻一天二十四小时，一个礼拜七天都是把全副的军装穿在身上。
Sometimes Christian keep the armor of God only on Sunday.
有时候基督徒只有在星期天的时候穿戴军装。
But Monday to Saturday, they took it off.
Yeah, 星期一到星期六，他们基本上就过他们自己很散漫的日子。
And they live a worldly life, they live a sinful life.
他们的生活就好像世界的人一样，没有什么标准，就这样子在最终打转。
They don't allow Jesus to become the master and the Lord of their life anymore, only Sunday.
他只有在星期天，其他的六天他都没有让耶稣做他生命的主宰。
That's why they get into trouble.
这就为什么他们常常有一些麻烦。
Jesus must be the Lord of our heart 24/7 every day.
耶稣必须成为我们生命的主宰，不管是什么时候，一天二十四小时，一个礼拜七天都是如此。
Number three, the third part of the armor of God is having shod your feet with preparation of the gospel of peace.
第三个就是你必须穿上那传福音的脚平安的脚穿在你的脚上当做鞋子来走。
You should be prepared to be a witness or a minister of the gospel.
你必须预备好自己能够随时随地成为一个神福音的一个传出去的一个人。
In order to be ready, you must put your boots on your feet.
你必须穿上你的像是一个靴子一样穿在你的脚上。
When soldiers are in the battlefield, they must have their feetBoots on all the time.
军人在战场上，他们必须随时都有穿上一个非常好的一个靴子。
They are not allowed to sleep with their boots off.
即便他们在睡觉的时候，他们还是穿着靴子。
Their boots are on their feet night and day.
白天晚上，他们永远都是穿好他们的靴子。
When there is an emergency, and if you have to reach out in the dark to look for the boots and put them on, the thing may pass before you can do anything about it.
想想看，如果你把鞋子脱下脱掉，半夜时候忽然有一个紧急状态，你必须要开始行动的时候，你开始四处摸索你的鞋子，结果你穿上的时候，可能时机都已经过去了。
If you don't wear boots of the preparation of the gospel of peace and the opportunity to witness and to serve others come up, you will still be looking up for scriptures.
如果你平常不好好预备，到时候如果你真的有机会要开始为神传福音的时候，你开始四处寻找有哪些经文，开始很慌乱的来搜寻，那可能就没有穿上你那个预备走路的那样的平安的一个福音的鞋子穿在脚上。
You are not ready to share anything, your testimony or the word of God.
所以当你有机会的时候，你却没有办法来做好你的见证，你也没有经文可以随时跟别人来分享。
You should be prepared and ready to share your personal testimony and to share the gospel.
所以你必须要常常准备，预备好，能够讲，把你得救的见证，把福音的真理能够讲出来。
You need to know the word of God.
你必须知道神的话。
You have to be prepared in prayer.
然后你在祷告中也要来预备。
You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
自己要被圣灵常常来充满。
You walk in the blessing of God.
然后你自己的生活充满了神的恩典是这个见证。
You experience the goodness and the power of God.
你自己亲身经历神的良善跟他的大能的搭救。
Your heart is full of the peace of God.
你的心里面充满了平安的意念。
So that you can minister to people when they come to you.With some problem, with stress, that they need help from God.
所以当神把一些人带到生命中来，这些人可能需要你的帮助，因为他们在一个很不容易的状态的时候，你已经预备好了。
When people come to you and ask you to pray for them or ask you what God can help them, you don't have to say, "Oh, let me go away and pray for half an hour and give you an answer."
如果有机会有人请你说你可不可以替我祷告的时候，你不会吓了一跳说啊，给我30分钟让我好好准备一下，那已经太晚了。
The boots are the preparation of the gospel of peace.
所以这个穿上那个靴子就想说你随时都要将平安的福音预备好来分享。
You join a good church, you receive good teaching, you know the word, and you prepare to give testimony.
所以你要参加一个很好的教会，然后你必须熟悉神的话，常常在预备自己来分享你的见证平安的福音。
Your church helps you to be filled with the Holy Spirit on a regular basis.
然后你的教会常常有人帮你祷告，让你常常被圣灵来充满。
So you have the power to share your testimony.
所以你有这样子的能力，当你做见证的时候，你可以把福音清楚的传达出去。
You know how to share the gospel.
你也知道怎么传福音的技巧。
We have the teachings about this in the lesson called Building Firm Foundations.
在我们另一个系列叫做建立稳固的根基，另外一个我们也是有中翻英的课程，有特别讲解到这方面的教导。
In that series, you can learn how to share the good news and how to share your personal testimony.
在我们那个系列的教导有教导你怎么样来做你个人的见证和如何来传好信息给别人。
Please listen to those teachings to prepare yourself.In that series, in our channel here.
所以在我们的频道里面，请大家去搜寻建立稳固的根基这个系列，里面有教导这两个课程。
The fourth part of the full armor of God is the shield of faith.
接下来第四个很重要的一个属灵军装的一个设备呢，就是我们信心的盾牌。
There are two kinds of shield in the New Testament time.
在当时的新约时代呢，有两种不同的一个盾牌。
One is the secular small round shield, and the other is the great big oval shield.
一个盾牌是一个比较小的一个盾牌，另外一个是一个很大的，像一个椭圆形的一个盾牌。
The Bible talks about the big oval long shield, which can cover the whole man.
这边讲到圣经讲到这边讲到是一个大的一个椭圆形的一个盾牌，它可以把你整个人都保护得到。
A man can hide himself completely behind that shield.
一个人呢，可以当时可以完全把将他自己躲藏在这个盾牌之后。
This part of the armor is a total covering of faith that covers every aspect of your life.
所以这边讲到一个信心呢，是一个完全可以来保护你，不管你生命中什么难处，它都可以来信心可以帮助你度过。
By faith, you can cover the aspect of your life. Family life, your business, your circumstances and your children.
这边讲到包括你的家庭，你所做的事业，不管你面临的什么状况，还有你的孩子，都可以在信心的盾牌之下得到保守。
Everything in your life is covered by the great shield of faith that can quench the fiery darts of the wicked one.
当我们有这么大的一个盾牌的时候，不管我们生命中面临到什么难处，都可以得保守，不受到仇敌的攻击。
The devil or the evil spirit will shoot fiery arrow to you.
仇敌可能会把一个很猛烈的火向你攻击过来。
They try to attack you.
他要攻击你，摧毁你。
But you have strong faith.
但是你有个非常坚固的信心。
That is a shield to protect you and your family and your church.
这个信心就可以保护你、你的家庭、你的教会。
How can you build your faith?
你如何能够得到这样子大的信心呢
？You must keep listening or hearing the word of God.
信心就是要不断的来重复的来听这些神的话神的信息
Please listen to the biblical spirit-filled teaching, not false teachings.
所以你要寻找是合乎圣经真理然后充满恩膏的信息而不是外面一些错误的教导
In the world today, we are living in the internet or social media world.
我们现在是充满了一个网络啊，真的是这样子的一个信息的设备社会。
There are many false teachings from demons in the world right now.
有很多真的是假先知、仇敌界的一些假教师释放出来的信息。
You can build your faith by being filled with the Spirit of God.
所以你里面你要常常来充满你的信心，就是透过被神的话来、神的圣灵来充满。
The Spirit of God will pour His faith into your heart.
圣灵会将那样子出乎意料的那样子一个大信心赐给你。
You can build your faith also by associating with leaders of men and women of faith.
然后你也可以与那些有大信心的领袖，你的弟兄姐妹，你们要紧密的联合在一起。
The fifth part of the armor of God is helmet of hope.
我们这边讲到，我们必须要戴上一个充满盼望的一个头盔。
What is the area of?The body that the helmet protects.
我们想想看，这个头盔是在哪保护我们生命中的身体中哪一个部分呢
？It protects your head.
保护你的头。
What does the head represent in your spiritual experience?
在你一个属灵的一个历程中，你觉得这个头是代表什么意思呢
？The head is related to the mind or the thoughts.
呀，头就是我们思想的一个思考的中心。
Many Christians have their minds unprotected.
很多基督徒呢，对他们的思想这个区域呢没有保守。
They don't wear the helmet of salvation.
他们没有戴上这个救恩的头盔。
They get wounded in their head, their mind.
所以他们的常常头部就受伤。
They receive the lies and deception from the enemy.
他们常听到一些谎言、一些错误教导，他们就接受了。
And you believe in the lies, then you have no strength.
当你一旦相信这个谎言的时候，你就失去了抵抗的力量。
One of the big main problems in life is in our thought life, in our mind.
很多时候我们面临最大的问题就是我们思想这一个区块受到挑战。
You must allow the truth of God, the salvation, to control it.
所以你必须让那个救恩得救的盼望常常充满你的心思意念。
Don't let your mind be full of all sort of negative, upsetting, disturbing, frustrating thoughts.
所以你要保守，不要让你的脑袋都想到都是一些负面的，很让你难过的，充满搅扰的，然后让你绝望的那样子的思想。
Don't accept resentment, fear, failure, doubt, and indecision in your mind.
而且你要留意里面是不是有那些怀疑，好像挫败感、害怕，然后觉得好像没有无力的那样子的感觉，你要特别留守。
These negative thoughts are clouding our minds, and they continue in internal struggle.
因为这些负面的思想如果一直充满你的话，你就会开始在你生活中很多方面，你就开始内部就挣扎，受到挑战。
Most people are like an iceberg, which show up on the surface, but it is small part of their total personality.
有时候你看到一个人的时候，你只好像看到一个冰山的一角，事实上在它下面有一个好大好大的部分是你没有看到的。
There are thoughts that are going on inside but don't show above the surface.
所以它里面心思意念非常的复杂，非常的需要被调整，但是你看不到，只是看到冰山上面那一角，看起来好像还不错。
A lot of problems are in the realm of the mind.
很多这些问题所在的根源就是在我们心思意念里面。
Our mind can be trained.
我们可以来训练我们的心思意念。
The more intellectual we are, the more liable we have problem in our mind.
有时候你越是聪明的时候，你好像有很多的问题实在在里面。
And we depend on our mind than depending on God.
因为当我们心思很复杂，很以为很有智慧的时候，虽然我们常常依靠自己的思考能力，而不是依靠神。
The mind is a battlefield that the devil wants to attack us.
你要知道，你的心思意念就是仇敌要攻击你的主要的战场。
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 5, Thus say the Lord, Cursed is the man who trusts in man, and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord.
在耶利米书十七章第五节说到，耶和华如此说，倚靠人血肉的膀臂，心中离弃耶和华的那个人有祸了。
Normally, unsophisticated people are not so prone to rely on their mind.
有时候反而是一个思想比较单纯的人，他们并不会常常的去思考，所以他们并没有那么紧紧的抓住他们的心思意念。
There's nothing wrong to be educated and trained because the educated and trained mind can do wonderful things.
我这边并不是讲说受教育、受装备有什么不好，因为教育跟这些训练对我们是有好处的。
The educated mind can be an instrument for God.
当你一个受教育 有一个智慧的心的时候，实际上神也可以大大的来使用你。
But we must make sure who is using that instrument.
但是很重要的关键点就是谁是在背后真正操控这样子的一个心思意念。
God knows that our mind needs protection.
神知道我们的心思意念必须被保护。
We need the helmet of salvation.
我们必须戴上救恩的头盔。
First Thessalonians 5:8, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith, of love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章八节说到，但我们既然属乎白昼，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜来遮胸，而且把得救当作盼望，但当作头盔来戴上。
Salvation gives us hope.
因为得救是充满个盼望的。
For example, when you know that Jesus saved you, he healed you by his stripe.
当你得救的时候，你譬如说你得救的时候，你就知道耶稣来医治你，因为靠他的鞭伤我们得医治。
And the demon tried to attack you with sickness.
当仇敌要来用疾病来攻击你的时候
，You put the helmet of salvation and say, "By the stripe of Jesus Christ, I know the Bible tell me I can be healed."
所以那时候你就戴上一个救恩的头盔，你就说我拒绝仇敌的惊恐惊吓，我知道耶稣他的鞭伤使我得医治。
That helmet of salvation gives you hope.
因为当你戴上这个救恩的头盔的时候，你就充满了希望。
And you can keep believing and claiming that you are healed by the stripe of Jesus Christ.
所以你就可以站立在这边，然后就一直来宣告你已经受到耶稣的医治。
Please listen to the teaching called the Good News series that you will learn about the hope aspect of salvation through Jesus Christ.
这边再给你们介绍另外一个系列，叫做好消息这个系列，你可以听到一个救恩全备的一个好消息。
First Corinthians 13:13, and now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
在哥林多前书13:13说到，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱这三样，其中最大的是爱。
Faith is in the heart according to the scripture.
信心在我们心里面，这是圣经上告诉我们的。
Mental faith is not biblical faith.
一个脑袋里面的知识并不是真正的圣经讲的信心。
The Bible says, with the heart, man believe.
圣经讲说我们心里相信。
A lot of people say they have a lot of faith, but their faith is in the mind.
很多人说他们有信心，但是信心实际上只是一个知识上留在脑袋里的。
That kind of faith, the mental faith, does not do what the heart faith does.
你要知道，你头脑上知道那个信心，跟你心里面真正相信的信心是完全不同的等级。
Yes, they believe, they do believe, but it is in their mind. Their faith go by what they see and what they feel.
是的，他们说我们相信，但是让那个信心在脑袋里，所以他们看到什么，他们听到什么，他们信心程度就在那里。
Faith is in the heart.
信心是在心里面。
It is not for the mind.
不是在你脑袋知识里面。
But hope is for the mind.
但是希望这个东西是在你的头里面。
What is hope?
什么是信心？什么是希望呢？
Hope is a confident, unwavering expectation.
你的希望就是一个你充满了、一个绝对，你知道这个是绝对是可以实现的你的期盼。
Hope is in the mind.
你要知道你的希望是在你脑袋里的一个图画。
Deliverance does not do everything for you. God set you free through deliverance.
你要知道得救并不能够为你 做你所有的事情，你要必须神帮助你得自由之后，你必须要做其他的你自己的功课。
You receive deliverance by faith.
你透过信心得到神给你的医治释放。
You need to build your faith up.
然后你就必须要来持守你的信心，一直建造你的信心。
Being negative,And doubt are opposite to faith.
如果你是很负面，充满了怀疑，这跟信心是正是唱反调。
When you have faith, you trust God and you believe that God will give you victory.
当你有信心的时候，你相信神，然后知道神会给你得胜。
That's why Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says, And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose.
在罗马书八章二十八节说到，我们晓得万事都互相效力，要爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
If you love God, all things will work together for good for you.
如果你爱神的话，你要相信所有神发生在你生命中的事情，将来都是为你成就美好的事。
Therefore, there is no reason for you to be pessimistic or negative.
所以你不要为发生的事情现在觉得很悲观、很下沉。
When you are pessimistic, you deny the word of God.And your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
当你很悲观下沉的时候，你基本上就是在否定神的话，然后你没有信心。
We must deliberately replace pessimism with optimism.
所以你必须真的是保守你的心，常常把一些负面的思想拿掉，换上神给你的一个乐观的眼光。
When we have hope, the hope of salvation, we will be optimist.
当我们戴上救恩的头盔的时候，我们对前面前景，我们是充满了乐观。
When a pessimistic reaction begin to come back to your mind, you say, "Wait a minute."
当你偶尔会受到一些负面思想攻击的时候，你要停下来说，等一下。
Hope is the helmet of salvation.
我们要说，神是给我们希望，希望戴上头盔穿在我们头上。
It is a confident mental expectation of what which is good.
我们知道有信心，我们有期待，知道这些事情在神手中都要成为美好的事。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 talk about faith.
在希伯来书十一章第十一节说到
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
这边讲到信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Faith is in the now and hope is in the future.
你要知道信心就是现在你有信心，然后你展望希望就是未来。
Hope is based on faith.
你要知道，你如果没有信心的话，就没有希望，所以你必须知道要有信心。
Faith is in the heart.
信心在你里面，心里面。
Faith is for now.
信心就是你现在要开始运用的。
Never for the future.
不是为了未来你才有信心。
But hope is in the mind.
但是你希望是在你的脑袋里
And it is for the future.
是为了未来美好的光景
Hebrews chapter 6, 18 to 20 say that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we must have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us.
希伯来书六章十八到二十节说，借着两件不能够更改的事，神绝对不会说谎，好叫我们这逃往避难所的，持地摆在我们面前前面的指望，可以大得到勉励。
This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil.
我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内。
Where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
做先锋的耶稣，进照的麦基洗德等次，成了永远的大祭司，就为我们进入了幔内。
Hope in your mind is an anchor.
你要知道，一个希望好像一个锚一样。
Why does a ship need an anchor?
一个船为什么需要一个锚呢?
Why do we need an anchor?
我们又为什么需要一个锚呢?
Because the ship is floating around basically on unstable element, which is water.
因为你要知道船是浮在那个水上，然后水是随意摆动的。
No matter how much the ship wants to be stabilized, there is nothing in the water to make the ship stable.
虽然这个船希望能够很稳固的停下来，但是水这个环境让它不可能能够停下来。
So the owner of the ship has to pass the anchor out from the ship through the water into another element that is stable.
所以这个信心就好像这个盾牌一样，这个船呢把这个盾牌丢到水里面，然后着床，然后就很稳固，所以它就附着在一个很稳固的根基上。
What is that stable element under the water?
这个很稳固的根基在水下是什么呢？
The rock on the bottom of the sea.
就是在海底里面的那些石头是很稳固的。
Hope is an anchor.
所以你的希望就是一个锚一样。
We all live in a realm that is impermanent, unstable, and insecure.
我们现在所处的环境，我们的周围呢，就是一个不确定，充满了不确定，不安全，没有办法稳固的。
Your materials, your homes, your money, your circumstances have no basis for security.
不管是你的财务，你的家庭，各样的情势下，没有人跟你保证是永远安全不变的。
The insurance company may make an advertisement by saying peace of mind.
也许保险公司在卖你保险的时候会说，哦，这个会给你一个心中的平安。
You can have all kinds of insurance in the world, but you still live in insecurity.
就算你能够买下所有的保险，你心中还是充满了不确定、不平安。
Your security does not depend on the insurance.
你要知道，你的安全、你的平安不是在乎这些买的保险。
What is your anchor or security?
你心中那样子的一个锚，谁给你平安呢？
You pass your hope out of time into eternity and fasten it to the rock of your salvation.
你要知道，你的希望就是那个永恒、永远不变的永恒神给我们的应许。然后现在你就将你的锚抛在一个坚固的磐石，就是我们信心得救的一个稳固的一个磐石上。
As a result, your boat of life, your life is secure.
所以你生命就好像这条船一样，是完全牢靠的。
And the anchor that we pass into the eternal salvation is hope.
所以当我们展望未来有那个永恒的时候，这就是我们的希望，就是我们的锚。
Please put the helmet of salvation on your life.
所以真的是请你们要戴上救恩的头盔在你的身上。
In your mind, you have hope for the salvation that Jesus paid for you.
然后你必须要用这样子对展望未来，你要充满了希望，知道耶稣为你成就的事情。
Your heart believe and your mind also hang on to the salvation.
你心里面要全然的相信，然后你的心思要定睛在这样子的一个永恒的救恩里面。
In this way, evil spirit cannot attack your mind.
所以邪灵就不可以来攻击你的心思意念。
We will continue to talk about the armor of God in the next teaching.
我们在下一堂课我们会继续讲到这个属灵军装的其他的设备。
Please follow this teaching to the next session.
所以请你接下来继续听我们下一堂课的讲解。
And we will also talk about other things that can keep us free from the attack of evil spirit.
而且我们要继续教导如何帮助我们持守我们已经得到了完全的释放，让仇敌不能够再来攻击我们。
Because of the limited time, we cannot talk about everything in one session.
因为时间的有限，我们没办法在一堂课就可以把所有东西讲得清楚明白。
Next time we're going to learn about the garment of praise.
下次我们要继续讲到如何借着祷告穿上一个赞美衣。
Please follow us in the next teaching.
请继续听我们下一堂课的教导。
I pray that you will practice what you learn.
我祷告你会将今天所学到的应用在你生活当中。
God wants all of us to be free from the work of the enemy.
神希望我们不在仇敌的掌控之下。
He wants all of us to be blessed and to be the blessing to the nations.
神希望我们能够成为众万国的祝福。
We do our part.
我们必须要做我们的功课。
We want to be used by God.
我们希望能够被神大大的来使用。
We want to be full of blessing and power.
充满了恩典，充满了能力来服侍他。
Thank you so much.
谢谢大家。
May the Lord bless you.
愿神来祝福你们。
And the Lord will give you good things so that you can really show His glory in this world.
愿神将美好的事情赐给大家，我们可以向周围的人来做见证。
May the Lord use you to be the light and the salt of the world.
愿神来使用你，让你成为这世界上做光做盐。
In Jesus' name, we declare.
奉耶稣名，我们宣告。
Amen.
阿们。
我们相信您已经领受了以上的信息。如果您想更多的了解新希望国际教会或刘牧师的其他教导，请与我们联系，电话206-275-1042。您也可以查询我们的网站 www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org。
To them all gathered in your name, I lift to you this new praise song. All the wrongs I have ever done have been washed away by your only Son. Bring me your tired, you said. Bring me your weak. Bring me your hungry masses. We seek your glory. We seek your glory.